appetite has changed and you can't sleep, you may be suffering from depression. We're conducting a clinical research study evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression. To learn more about this study and see if you qualify, call 888-44-MERCY, 888-44-MERCY.
This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday only, save up to 80% at the Tent and Sidewalk Sale at Metro Lighting Brentwood Promenade. Tent sale at the Brentwood location only. See store for details and restrictions.
Feeling hungry, folks? My KFC $5 fill-up will fill you up with a whole chicken dinner, even if it's lunch. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Pricing and participation may vary.
Are you truly prepared for retirement? Or do you just have a false sense of confidence? Discover a step-by-step plan to achieve your retirement dreams on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Yes. On his farewell tour.
You don't hear much of him lately, do you?
No.
Wayne? I don't think Wayne can sing anymore. I don't think he could sing 5 years ago.
Well, some people would probably argue that he never could.
No, no. You ever seen Wayne? Go on YouTube. Go on YouTube and search in the search bar. Wayne Newton. Young Wayne Newton.
When he was like 16, I've seen some of those. Yeah.
He was really good.
And he sounded just like a girl.
He was girly.
Yeah.
He was effeminate, and he looked girly. He acted girly. He had a girl's voice. And I think that bothered him that he was so girly. So he tried too hard, I think, to go the other karate and tried to be a manly guy, wearing a lot of black and stuff. But I don't care how much black you wear, how much karate you take. When you sound like that, you don't get dog and shit. You know.
Thanks, everybody, for coming to my show.
And he had that loose dentures thing. Yes. Dog and shit, violent dog and shit. Like his dentures are going to fall out. He was good in Vegas Vacation.
Oh, yes.
He was really good in that. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Hi, is this Open Line Thursday?
It's Open Line Thursday. It's Talent Show Thursday. It's whatever Thursday you want it to be.
Well, great. First, I'd like to say I am AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Again, I'm a drafter from U City, but I recently got a second job because my musical career doesn't seem to be taking off. Mm. So I got a job. It's funny because it relates to a story you talked about yesterday. I got a job at a massage parlor, and I'm working underneath the table at that middle hole. Mm. It didn't really help my singing, though.
Is this going anywhere?
No, sir. Have a great day.
No.
What in the world happened?
No, was it going anywhere? I just didn't realize
help
that.
Help me out. Did I miss?
No.
I didn't miss anything? Okay. Hey, what happened to the... Before I go to the next call, what happened to the Cardinal hacking story? Didn't that just...
It was announced that one of the guys, they've named somebody now who has admitted to doing something. So, but yeah,
it's almost like somebody up high said, kill this story.
Because, or they found out that it was rogue person. That
but why haven't we heard? Who is that?
No, his name has come out. There have been articles written about Correa, I think his name was.
And that's it? That's the end of the story?
That's all as of now.
Wow. Go to Rich. Oh, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Hello, Rich.
Good afternoon. Yeah. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Well, I just had to call and let you know that you have done it again. Mm-hmm. I last week joined you in the Automotive Deer Slaying Club.
Oh, you hit a deer.
Yes, I did.
Welcome to the club, man.
First one ever in my personal vehicle. I did several of them in the big truck, but that's the first one with my personal vehicle.
Well, if I put deer heads up mounted in my family room in my home like hunters do, I'd have four big ones in there for the cars that were destroyed. I'd have four deer heads mounted. Welcome to the club, your first personal vehicle deer strike.
Hey, Rich, when you hit them in the big truck, does it do anything to the truck?
Yeah, it vaporizes the deer.
Yeah.
Well, the last one I hit with the big truck, it pretty much vaporized. I hit it at about 75 mile an hour square in the center of the grill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That'll do it. So how about your car?
Is that fun to clean out then, the grill?
Pull the chunks out.
I got lucky with that one and was still able to drive the truck barely, but it did close to 10 grand in damage.
Wow.
What about your car? What do you mean, wow? I had a car that I hit a deer with on Wild Horse Creek Road. $16,000 worth of damage.
Holy
cow. Holy cow.
So what did it do to your car?
I got the right front grill, headlight, fender area of my pickup truck.
Oh.
But
well,
I just wanted to call and let you know that you have done it again. I did call my insurance company. Told them I was going to take it to Schaefer. They said, oh, not a problem. Took it in Monday to get the write-up on it going. I have an appointment this coming Monday to drop it off for them to do the work. And I could not be more pleased with how nice they were, how cooperative they were to work me in, because with me not being, with me being a single guy, I don't have anybody to be able to really give me a lift or a ride. They even made arrangements so that when I drop the vehicle off next Monday for them to do the work, you're going to have one of the guys from the detail department take me to work.
There you go.
I could not be happier. And when the work is complete, I'm sure I'll be calling you back again to tell you how good the work was.
We'd like it. We'd like a report once the work is done. That'd be great.
Yeah, like I said, they were everything and more that you have said that they are.
All right, Rich.
To this point, and I have no reason to doubt that it won't continue.
All right, we appreciate it, Rich. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, we don't need to be losing any listeners to deer strikes. Thursday. We don't care. Anything you want to do. The reason I'm stalling here is, okay, I'm waiting for that screen to pop up. James is with us. Hello, James. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm great.
It's going great today. How can we help you?
I'm a little out of breath because I went to run to the phone yesterday when Dr. Doug was on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, I'm AM in the PM.
Oh, can't forget that.
Frank, you are psychic. You always say you are. Mm-hmm. Well, check this out. So that he was trying to figure out why a cat wouldn't go to the bathroom outside.
Right.
And right when they were talking about that, I was working outside, and I heard a screech up in the air, almost like it was unreal. I mean, I work outside a lot, and I hear the hawks and whatever. But this one was so loud, like it must have been a huge one. I never saw it. But right after that, Frank said, I'll bet it was a hawk.
I'm talking about picking up a little kitten or something.
Right, but it was like, oh my God, I heard this hawk, and then I heard you say, well, it must have been a hawk.
Whoa.
It was like you were listening to where I was at. It was pretty cool.
Well, James, I don't like to brag too much about my psychic abilities, but we have confirmed I have a 100% track record. So I probably, without even realizing it, knew that situation was right on top of you. That's why I said that.
Well, you made me feel better, so I appreciate it.
James,
you've done it again. You've done it again for that last guy, too.
Well, we've
done it again.
There you go. That's for you. Thank you, James. Did you ever see that? Did you ever see a hawk pick up somebody's little dog?
No. That would be terrible.
I've only seen it on video. Honest to goodness, and I live out where these hawks and stuff, they've got wingspans of like 4 or 5 feet. They're huge. They can pick up.
Chihuahua or something?
One of those little lopsided, whatever they get.
Yeah.
They can pick them up and carry them off. There is a YouTube video of a woman, that's her dog. It picks it up, but it drops it. And it drops it before it's too high up. I don't think it broke any bones or something. I don't know if it lost its grip or she scared the hawk. That would be
traumatic.
A weird deal.
Oh my goodness!
To watch a hawk carry your dog.
What do you? Yeah, you just stand there. There's nothing you can do.
And you probably could see the little dog's face. Help me! Help me! He's got that look like what the heck? You can't do anything. And if you had a shotgun, you couldn't use it. You'd kill them both. That's a weird deal. This is Dave. Hello, Dave. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
I know who this is. This is Talent Show Dave. Let's just get this done. You got a joke? Is that what you have?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, from Hazelwood, Missouri, our first and maybe only contestant today. I hope not. Oh, I see we have another contestant following Dave. Here's Dave with another joke. Take it away, Dave.
I'm sitting here with a list of jokes in my hand, at least two of these jokes the first time I ever heard them. You told me on the radio.
Okay.
But I thought of this joke last night. I've never heard you tell this joke.
Well,
you probably know it.
I can't stop you because this is the talent show. Normally, I could shoot you down. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I've never heard you tell this joke.
All right, go ahead.
This man and wife, man and woman, get married very happily. And as it happens, a little while later, a little bundle of joy comes along. They have a beautiful little baby boy. Well, as the little guy's growing up, he's awfully quiet. And he grows and grows, gets older and older, never says a word. 6 months, doesn't say anything. A year, doesn't say anything. They finally start to get a little worried. They take him to a doctor. The doctor checks him out.
And he's fine.
Says, well, there's nothing physically wrong with him. He says, I'm not sure what the problem is. Just be patient with him because, you know, kids all progress at different rates. So they wait another 6 months. Not a word out of the child. They take him back to the doctor, and he says, well, I'm going to have to refer you to a specialist. So they send him to a specialist. The specialist examines him.
He's fine.
Says, I don't find anything wrong with this child. He should be talking.
I know this joke.
Never says a word. Months and years go by. They see every psychologist, every specialist, everybody they can think of. They take this little boy to. He never says a word. 10 years later, the little boy's 10 years old.
Sitting at the dinner
They're sitting at the breakfast table. The little boy says, the toast is burnt. Holy mackerel, pandemonium breaks loose there. Well, what the heck? You can talk. You can say, you understand. You can say things. Why have you never said anything before now? The little boy said, up to now, everything's been okay.
All right, now, Dave, I know that joke, and I'll tell you why I've never told the joke, because the joke, as you told it, is not that funny. I'm sorry. That joke is only funny when you tell it the way I heard it. And the way I heard it was the kid never speaks until he's 12 years old, and he's sitting at the dinner table, and he looks up at his mother, and he says, these peas taste like SH. But you got to say the word. And then they're stunned, and then they said, what? And he says it again. He said, you heard me. These peas taste like SH. And she says, my goodness, you can talk. He said, yeah, I can talk. She said, you've never said anything before. He says, up to now, everything's been okay. But it's funnier with the SH word, but I can't tell it that way. And something about peas makes it funnier. So Dave,
all right. I'll try to stump you again next week.
I'm sure you will. Thank you, Dave.
All right.
You got to give him the Perseverance Award, I guess. Oh, my goodness, it's been far too long. Ladies and gentlemen, Norman joins us. Hello, Norman. Yeah.
From Sullivan, Missouri.
Yeah. Norman, it's been at least 2 or 3 weeks. Why haven't we heard from you?
Sunshine down here and humid and hot.
Sunshine, humid and hot, and he chuckles at it. Norman chuckles at the adversities of life.
And something else here.
Yeah.
I got a couple of songs here.
All right.
Or one for Johnny Law Chevrolet.
Oh, Johnny Law.
Now, these are songs?
Yeah.
For the talent show.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Well, all right. Welcome to the center stage. What are you going to do first?
By a Chevrolet from Johnny Law Chevrolet in St. Louis. Malibu Chevy, and get jump in a Chevrolet and drive it. Let's go places, Chevy.
And that was personalized for Johnny Law Chevrolet.
Custom, yeah, yes.
And something else here. I got some here for Ida here. I'll sing for her.
Now, let me stop you. For those who don't know, Ida is your girlfriend, correct?
Yeah.
One of his girlfriends.
One of his several.
Ida, my love. You're my honeysuckle vine. And I'm your honeybee. So I can be a little closer and kiss you. Hide in my love.
Was that the bee?
Yeah, it was Norman, the bee buzzing.
Norman, have you and Ida, have you kissed?
A few times.
Ooh. Yeah. How was that? is she a good kisser?
Yeah.
All right.
I forgot, how old are you?
I'm 77.
77. How old is Ida?
Man with the golden arm. Maybe I might die and have a golden arm in heaven.
Golden arm?
I'm sure you'll have a golden something in heaven. How old is Ida? How old is Ida?
She's 73.
73. He laughed when I said you'll have a golden something.
She'll turn 74.
Ah, perfect, perfect. And she lives where? You don't know where she
somewhere is. Somewhere close, right? Yeah. Is she close to you?
She lives on Monroe.
Oh, on the street.
West Monroe.
How often do you see? How often do you see Ida?
Not too often, but
you talk on the phone a lot to her, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever talk sexy talk to her?
A few times.
Yeah, he's honest about it.
I don't mind.
Now, why do you not get together very often?
Probably a long distance. Sullivan is.
She had an operation.
Oh, she had an operation.
She had her gallbladder taken out.
That's pretty common.
Cancer, so she's going through therapy treatments for that.
Oh, that's too bad. She's got cancer.
So, you all pray for her.
Yeah. Well, how's your health, Norman? Are you pretty healthy?
Sometimes I am.
Sometimes you're healthy.
Yeah. Past few days I've been having trouble with gastritis.
You've been passing gas for the last few days. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, that's gastritis and laugh.
You know, that's
you can still be healthy. I think and do that.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of healthy people pass gas all the time.
To fill those shivvies up.
I'm sorry.
Enough to fill those shivvies up from John Love Chevrolet.
You've got enough gas. He's got enough gas to fill those Chevys.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think they run on that kind of gas.
Well, have you ever tried it?
No.
Well, then.
Maybe. Wouldn't that be something?
If
somebody backed up to the gas tank and blew, and it was combustible, and then ran on it. Wow, we could fuel cars forever.
Yeah. Fill her up.
So, Norman, is that your biggest health problem that you have, is your gastrointestinal problem? Is that the biggest problem?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's your eyes are good, your ears are good, and all that? Everything's okay?
My eyes aren't too good. I have to use magnifying glass.
Dan has to do that.
Yeah, I do that.
Magnifying
glass. When I read my One Bread, One Body, I have to put my... have to use a magnifying glass.
When you read One Bread, One Body, is that a Bible, biblical thing?
Prayer book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Prayer book. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you pray for us? Because we need it.
Yeah.
Sure am.
You do?
Good. Oh, good. Thank you, Norman.
Well, Norman, I'm glad you called.
Do you have any instruments handy today, real quick? Your kazoo or your piano?
Yeah, a lot of listeners would be disappointed. They go, well, Norman didn't play for us.
Yeah, I'll get my kazoo here. It's handy here.
His kazoo is handy.
You always got that kazoo.
Yeah, you got to have your kazoo in.
Right nearby. See, I know when he was...
catches curveball, Cardinals. Bad, bad swing. Bad, bad swing. Oh, Cardinals go.
I've never heard him do this before. that was great.
Now here's a happy birthday roll call.
All right. All righty. For everybody who's having a birthday.
And those that was just born today.
Everybody born today. Fantastic.
Hey, Norman. Norman, my birthday's coming up. It's on a Tuesday this year, August 4th. Can you call in and do that for me for my birthday? That's the only thing that I would like for my birthday.
He needs to check his calendar, probably.
Yeah, maybe you're busy that day.
Could be busy that day.
Yeah.
You think you're free to do that August 4th?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Done deal.
I'll look forward to that.
All right, Norman.
Okay. Yeah.
Always a pleasure.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Norman from Sullivan, Missouri. Is he in a home?
No, he's living
with
his
sister. Yeah, in Sullivan.
Wow.
He got a kick out of that gas.
He did, thinking that could do it.
You know, I'm going to mention this only because, and the good news is it was one email. But the bad news is that there's even one single person out there who would do this. I got an email from a listener about Norman, and it essentially said, I can't believe that you have that, and they use the R word. On the air, not funny, and nobody wants to hear him. And I almost wrote back and said, go to hell, you know, but I didn't. I just wrote back and I said, well, I'm sorry that you don't appreciate Norman, and lots of people do. He's special, and I'm sorry you don't enjoy it. I couldn't believe, you know.
And it's actually the highlight of Norman.
Well, somebody who knows him said that he lights up when he gets to be Norman. You're welcome here. You're welcome here anytime. Let me talk to Mike. Mike, how are you? Mike? Oh, Mike, I know you're there. About 2 seconds, and we're going to move on. Hello, Mike. Mike doesn't want to talk, so we go to Rudy. Hello, Rudy.
Frank,
yes,
first
sir.
Of all, I am AM and the PM.
Well, thank you for that. How can we help you?
Well, secondly, I was going to enter the talent contest, but I don't think I could beat Norm.
Oh, come on, Rudy.
I love Norm. He's great. Sorry, that one guy is just a mean old guy. And I will say this, he plays the kazoo almost as well as Dan plays the harmonica.
That's well said.
Oh, yes.
Real quick, I've told this story before. I just turned the radio on here about 15 minutes ago. I caught the story about the hawk swooping down. I've told this story before, actually, a long time ago, 1977. I went to a buddy of mine's, I got dragged along to his little sister's birthday party. His mom and dad had one of those oops babies. So he had a little 4-year-old sister. We're about 17, 18 years old. Well, he bought an $80 little white cat with the two different colored eyes. $80 back in 1977 was a lot of money.
That's expensive.
To a working kid. So they're having the birthday party. They live out in the country. He bought the cat. The little girl named her Snowball. Well, she owned Snowball of about 10 minutes. They went to go play pin the tail of the donkey, and an owl swooped down and grabbed the
Snowball.
Not only grabbed it and took it up in the air, but went on a big branch and just started stripping it and shredding it right there.
Oh my goodness.
And there was probably about 6-8 little girls there. They're all running around screaming their heads off.
Of course.
He ran inside to get a gun to shoot it. I said, you can't shoot that. And his mom stepped up and said, no, that's a bird of prey. You can't shoot that. He goes, he just cost me $80. So he had that little owl had an $80 lunch there, and the little girl was probably traumatized for the rest of her life.
What I think is so great is that the hawk didn't even bother to go away to eat it.
It just started shredding it right there in the tree. It's like, oh man, I guess it had owlets that I had to feed. So, but yeah, that's one of my many nature stories. That's a pretty good one.
That's a great story. And you're right. How old was the little girl?
She was probably about 5.
Well, young enough that it didn't traumatize her, but
right,
still, you got to wonder, what does that kid think?
And to this day, I thought, oh man, that was, I mean, I was, it wasn't funny because a little kitten got killed, but you know, that's
it's
nature.
Funny
that's
now.
It's just a law of nature.
Yeah, but it's still funny. It's funny now. It wasn't funny then, it's funny now. Here, I'll give you one. My dad had a dog. To the life of me, I can't remember this dog's name. It was a white dog, like a just a white mutt under the barn. Somebody's litter gave him a dog, and my dad loved that dog. My dad had an uncle who was a mean, drunk, and just the meanest, like that meanest guy in town. And my dad said his dog was lying on my uncle's jacket. And my uncle walked out on the porch, and he saw that dog lying on that jacket. He went back in the house and got a biscuit, and he tossed the biscuit out in the yard. And as soon as the dog went out to get the biscuit, he shot him dead with a shotgun right in front of my dad. Just blew his head off right in front of my dad.
Oh, my God.
Now, that is one mean SOB.
That's horrible.
That's a mean guy.
That is a mean guy. My other favorite story to tell on nature, I'll be real quick because I know you got to move on, but when I was back in college, we had some land outside of town we used to go and party at, and there's a little pond on it, and there was this little frog, and it looked like somebody had thrown a rock and pinned its back leg with the rock against the mud. So this little frog stuck in the mud, so I pulled the rock off him, and there was one of those blue racer snakes just swanning him alive.
No.
Well, this little frog had been yelling. We had music playing, but I could hear this. I was yelling. I thought, what the hell's going on? So that's this poor little frog. And that man, he was literally just screaming for his life, like, somebody help me, I'm getting eaten alive. So I thought, you know what, not today. So I reached down, I grabbed the snake by the head, and I pulled the frog out of his mouth and threw it in the pond and said, sorry, snake. But, you know, if somebody was eating me alive and I was screaming for my head off, I'd want someone to come pull me out. So I thought, today, you live another day, frog. But I pulled the frog out of the snake's mouth.
Wow, you're a beautiful human being, man. And real quickly, do you remember, Pion, know what I'm talking about? There was a story, like, I don't know, a few years ago, some PETA person brought this oil slick bird or something back to health, and they spent money on it, and a veterinarian, and they went out and had a big ceremony.
Yes, and it got eaten by a whale or something.
Yes, as soon as they let it go, something gobbles it up and eats it.
I think it was actually like one of those little sea lions.
Yes.
They spent like 80 grand. If it's the same story, it actually was confirmed. There was actually video on it. I saw was a sea lion.
Yes.
They spent 80 grand rehabbing this thing, and it was out in the ocean for about 10 seconds.
And it was a ceremony. It was like a big deal, and they invited, and now after
be free.
All be free, young little sea lion. Go and be free.
Well, one of my favorite stories is the stupid PETA, one of those Save the Redwood Tree guys was strapping himself to one of the trees, and he strapped himself to the tree in protest, and a bear came by and ate him.
Beautiful. Fantastic.
I love a story with a happy ending.
Rudy, you're our kind of guy, and you're a great storyteller.
I love your show, and I'll call here after you. I won't wait so long to call.
Why don't you call in about 20 minutes. That'd be fine. Call anytime, Rudy.
You guys have a good day.
Thank you, too.
Bye now.
Hey, how about his voice?
I know.
I love that guy. It's almost like he's a gangster that turned into a good guy.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
He's got that kind of
Raspy kind of. Yeah.
Love Rudy. All right, a quick bit of business. I don't have to do much because the caller already did this for me. Schaefer, the commercial is done. If you heard Rich, who called and said he hit his first deer. He's a truck driver. He hit him with his big rig before, but he'd never hit one of his personal vehicle. Well, his pickup truck, he hit a deer. And he told the insurance company, I want it to go to Schaefer. And they said, great, which means they do too. So you heard what he said. There's not much more I can.
I hit the mic. I hit
tell
my
him
microphone.
Tell them who you are.
I'm Dan.
And I hit the microphone.
I hit the microphone.
And I'm sorry. Okay. It's okay now. As I was saying, the truck is the Schaefer. It'll be ready any day. When it is, Rich will get.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I felt left out.
Yeah. Rich will let us know. Sorry, that my own microphone. Sorry.
It's kind of fun now, isn't
it? He'll let us know how it turns. I already know how it's going to turn out. It's going to turn out perfect because that's the way Schaefer does it. 8 locations, another one coming soon in Columbia, Missouri. That'll make 9. Do what Rich did. Tell your insurance company this vehicle goes to Schaefer. Don't forget the C if you go to look them up. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. If you go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, boom, down toward the bottom because they're alphabetical. There it is. It's a link you write to them. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
Let's check traffic now with Tim Weiland.
I wanted to get in on it.
Okay. See, it is fun.
I couldn't help it. You guys are such bad influence, man. I'm telling you. Hey, here's what we've got. The Eads Bridge earlier today was hit by a barge, and now they are for inspection and stuff. They're closing the Eads Bridge to motorist and to Metrolink. Now, the Metro passengers are going to be shuttled from the stadium station to the 5th and Missouri stop over in East St. Louis. Now, if you're traveling on the highways, you've got a mess on eastbound 270. It's jammed up north of St. Charles Rock Road around the bend through New Florissant. Southbound 270 is slow to stop and go between Olive down through Doherty Ferry. We've got eastbound 44 jamming up from 141 up to the Merrimack River Bridge. Eastbound 40, that's stop and go from 141 through Mason. We have also slowing from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. On westbound 44 downtown, we're looking slow from the Museo Veterans Bridge to the Poplar Street Bridge. We have no accidents or incidents to report, so this report is brought to you by PSEMetals.com. PSE Metals, get the free PSE Metals VIP card by August 13th and get entered to win a $250 gas card. PSEMetals.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello?
You listen to us, we listen to you.
I listen to your show a lot. First time I've called.
What do you think about us? Let us know on the Big 550 KTRS comment line at 314-453-5555. And tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
314-453-5555. Some comments might be used on the air. You listen to us, we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS.
How would you feel if you drove to work tomorrow, not because you had to, and not because you needed a paycheck, but because you wanted to? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Heise Advisory Group. Imagine the power and the freedom that comes with that choice. That's what they call financial independence. And there's only one thing standing between you and that financial independence, and that's a plan. Just saving for retirement isn't enough. Now, if you've saved $500,000, $1 million, or say even $2 million, okay, now what? What are you going to do with that money? You need a plan. Now, here's your chance. Get started with a customized risk and fee analysis from Heise Advisory Group. In that, you'll discover if you're taking on more risk than you can afford. You'll learn concrete steps to help you protect your entire life savings and how you can reduce or eliminate thousands in hidden fees and expenses. Now, this analysis from Heise Advisory Group will not cost you a dime, so you've got nothing to lose. Ken Heise is an investment advisor representative. He's a registered financial consultant. He has earned the highest rating possible from the Better Business Bureau and has over 25 years of experience in financial services. An analysis like this can cost you hundreds, if not thousands, but if you're qualified and you call before July 24th, this will not cost you a dime. 314-400-7100. That's 314-400-7100. Ken Heise of Heise Advisory Group, 314-400-7100. It's time to get serious about your retirement. Call Ken Heise of Heise Advisory Group today, 314-400-7100.
Investment advisory service offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Do you suffer from migraines? Do you have cardiovascular risk factors, too? Then dial 314-720-4725 to learn about Samurai, a clinical study to assess a potential new migraine medication for people like you. We're looking for adults who get 3 to 8 migraines per month to take part. Although we'd like to hear from all migraine sufferers, we'd especially like to hear from those with high blood pressure or high cholesterol, those who smoke or who are overweight, those with diabetes, those with a family history of coronary artery disease, postmenopausal women, and men over 40 years of age. Please call 314-720-4725 to learn more. If you take part, you'll be given tablets containing either the study medication or an inactive placebo free of charge. Once again, that's 314-720-4725. The Samurai Study, investigating a potential new weapon in the fight against migraines.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on the Oklahoma City Energy on Saturday, July 25th at 7:30. Presented by Mercy. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
Tired of fighting with your lawn hose every day? Time to get DynaGreen's perfect garden hose. DynaGreen's kink-free, helix-wrapped hose provides crush, kink, and abrasion protection. In fact, DynaGreen's hose maintains flexibility in extreme temperatures, and most importantly, it coils easily. So for that perfect garden hose and for that perfect green lawn, find your local independent lawn and garden dealer at DynaGreenInfo.com.
Available at Terry's Home and Garden.
Looking to do some home improvement? Well, Jamie Roberts of Siding Express, a James Hardy Preferred Remodeler, said their low-price fixed bid guarantee on James Hardy siding, it should get your attention. Jamie is so confident he'll provide the lowest price without surprise charges. He'll give you a $100 gift card if he can't beat a James Hardy Preferred Remodeler bid. So before you hire a contractor, get three bids and make Siding Express one of them. Call 636-578-0033 or visit SidingExpress.com.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
I love this song. Now, I want to say this is Canned Heat, but is it? Who is it?
Mungo Jerry.
Oh, Mungo Jerry. One of them and he hit. All right, we got time to play. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. John joins us. Hello, John.
Hey, Frank, AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. What's going on?
Hey, a couple things. You were talking about these hawk stories. I got a cousin, and she has three sons. And back, she was in West County, and back when West County was farmlands and stuff, her subdivision backed up to a bunch of woods. And she had parrots, beautiful parrots.
Mm-hmm.
And her sons were teenagers then, and the one took the parrot, and they had him trained pretty good, and their wings were clipped, so he would put it on his shoulder and walk outside with the parrot on his shoulder.
Oh, boy. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
You can see that coming. So yep. So apparently there was a hawk up there.
And by the way, even a hawk with bad eyes could see one of those brilliantly colored parrots.
Well, yeah, what made it bad?
Hard to miss.
This hawk swoops down, takes the parrot off his shoulder, and goes right back up in the tree where he was, and then ate it. So you've seen all these beautiful feathers just exploding in the tree.
Oh, man.
That's wild that it would take it off of his shoulder.
That's a meal.
Well, I didn't think that a hawk would come down with a person standing right there.
It right off his shoulder.
Wow.
Flew up to the top and just ate it, and he just watched all those feathers just.
Those birds like $5,000 or something?
Yeah, they're expensive, and they live forever. Because I remember I said, you used to have three parrots. What happened to the one? And that was the story on that one.
Maybe, because I know a lot of people get parrots, and they don't realize how long they live. And after about 30 years, they go, oh, man, I wish I... Maybe he knew the hawk. Maybe it was deliberate. He goes, maybe if I walk out here, a hawk will come take this thing.
I didn't think about that. The other thing was you get these motivational little sayings you were talking about earlier. And
right.
Years ago, there was I don't know if it's still around, but there was like non-motivational posters. If you go to that website, there was all these non-motivational ones. And a couple of them I remembered was, one was trying is the first step towards failure. Another one had this real good looking.
Trying is the first step towards failure.
Thank you, Homer. He said that already. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead, John.
But one had this good looking picture of this gal. On the bottom, it said, somewhere there's a guy who's tired of putting up with her crap.
Yeah,
I've seen that before. I love that. Now, see,
I don't know if that website's still there, but there used to be a ton of them things.
So. Those are much more realistic.
They're right on the button.
That's real life. Thank you, John.
All right. See you.
Hawk took a parrot. Those parrot people. I don't offend anybody. Good for you if you have parrots. The house we live in, next year we will have been there 30 years. And the people we bought it from had a big parrot. And this thing was huge. And it was right in the kitchen in a great big cage. It was like a big dome cage about 4 feet high. And it was beautiful. But what I remember was, if we buy this house, I'm going to have the best cleaning person in the world come in here and make sure none of this bird poop is still. Bird poop everywhere. Because they don't contain it to the cage. Because when they flap their feathers... It's like taking a leaf blower and blowing bird poop out of the cage. So it was all around on the floor, and they're pretty, but they're dirty. And you'd think something that pretty wouldn't be so dirty, yet you get something scary and to some people ugly like a snake. A snake is actually relatively clean. You can hardly ever even see snake poop. Have you ever seen a big pile of snake poop?
No.
Of course not. It's almost like they don't even poop. My boys, one of my sons had some snakes. I never remember seeing any snake poop.
Well, some snakes only eat like once a week, right?
But still, you'd have to poop. I never remember seeing snake poop.
No.
And then you get a beautiful parrot, it's all screwed up. It should be reversed. The more beautiful you are, the less poop you have.
Yep.
And then the uglier you are, you have a lot of poop. This is Peggy. Hello, Peggy.
Hi, Frank. I want to tell you about my... encounter with a golden eagle. I have a pet turtle in my backyard, and it's an enclosed area, but I have a fake one of those singing turtles sitting on the side of the edge there.
Yeah.
And that hawk flew down, picked up that phony turtle, flew up into the tree, started beating on it, and then got mad, started screaming, picked it up and threw it and landed on my head.
Are you making this up?
No.
The hawk threw the fake turtle back at
the eagle. It was an eagle.
Eagle, and landed on
your
head.
He picked it up. The tree was right above me. He picked it up. He flew up and he...
Wait, hold on. How do you sound? You know what? For a minute, I thought a hawk was in here.
An eagle. I know.
It was so realistic. Wow, I'm sure there's a lot of this for people who... I live in the woods. I see these big monster hawks all the time. And I'm going to tell you something. They have flown down and scared me to death. I actually thought a big remote control airplane had gotten loose or something, and the motor was out, and it was just gliding. That's how big they are.
Yeah. That's
great... And now we know they actually swoop down for turtles, too. I didn't know
that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the eagle will.
Well, how frustrating. Can he crack that turtle shell? Can an eagle's beak crack a turtle shell?
He broke it. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, they probably wouldn't go after the shell as much as he'd beat up the head. Yeah, they could rip it open. It's, not that hard.
All right. Well, Peggy, that's a good story. You call anytime, okay?
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, honey bun, bye-bye. Darling, sweetheart, baby. We don't have any time.
Yeah.
We're out of time. I hate that. A little business here, then Bill Cleveland's going to join us. I was at First Community Credit Union yesterday. I'm in there, I guess, once a week. Sometimes once every 2 weeks, sometimes twice a week. I like to go in there. They have a coin machine now, and you can take a big old jug of coins and dump it in there, and it'll count it, give you the receipt, show you exactly what you had, how many quarters, how many dimes, how many nickels, and they do not charge anything for that. And the reason I mention that, that's for members. The reason I mention it is I've seen these coin machines other places. It's standard to collect 8 to 10%. That's their take. Well, if you have... $300 worth of coins, they're taking as much as maybe $30 out of that. You need to do your banking at First Community Credit Union. Now, I don't know how many people have a lot of coins sitting around. I think at some point everybody does that. I think at some point in your life you go, let's start saving all our quarters and dimes and nickels. And then you get a big jar, a big jug, and then you realize, no, this is stupid. Let's go turn these in somewhere. But I think everybody does it. So if you have them, one of the little perks of doing your banking at First Community Credit. Here's another little perk. Fresh popcorn as good as any theater popcorn you've ever tasted. On hot days, the ones we're in now, cold popsicles. On any day, cold or hot, great rates. Great rates on the money you borrow and the money you save. If you have a car loan somewhere else, why don't you bring it over to First Community Credit Union? They'd like to give you $100 for that, just for bringing it over. And you may very well get a better rate after you do, and your car payment is lower if that happens. It's a great place to bank, and the only way you're going to realize what I mean by that is if you come on over and join us and become a member and do your banking there too. 40 locations make it the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Meet me.
Let's see how the highways look right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, well, I told you the last report that they had suspended Metro service over the Eads Bridge. That has resumed. Boy, we've got a lot of accidents. We've got one reported off the roadway on the ramp from eastbound 364 to southbound 270. Another one on Manchester west of Clarkson. Accident on Highway K at Fizey Road. We have another accident on northbound 61 just north of Highway 70. And I found out up in North County, on that, since they have the ramps to New Florissant closed right now due to road work until August 22nd, they've got that right lane down that is the exit ramp lane. And so that's what's causing the backup on Highway 270 eastbound all the way back just north of the St. Charles Rock Road. That's also causing northbound Lindbergh to jam up from McDonnell all the way through the tunnel at Lambert Airport. And then we have eastbound 44. That's jamming up now right at 141 up to the Merrimack River Bridge, and southbound 170. That's jamming from south of Olive down through Highway 40. And this traffic report brought to you by Subway. Subway Restaurants congratulates famous fan Mike Trout for being the first to win back-to-back All-Star Game MVP awards. His protein-packed favorites like the delicious sweet onion chicken teriyaki help fuel his performance. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Need to go somewhere, don't want to take your car, don't want to park and all that stuff? Laclede Cab. The app is STL Taxi. It is very easy to use. Please download it. It's free. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everyone.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. A guy in Florida has been busted trying to rob a bank while wearing a President Obama mask. His disguise was actually pretty good, though. Instead of a hold-up note, he was reading from a teleprompter.
No, that's all. That's a good one.
And today, Obama became the first president to visit a prison.
I saw that.
Not really sure everybody's making such a big deal about it. I mean, isn't prison where all politicians from Illinois eventually wind up?
You got a good point.
Yeah. God, I hate to do this, but and finally this afternoon.
What? That's early. You know,
it's a little bit. Whoopi Goldberg has now finally changed her mind and now believes that Bill Cosby is guilty. Yeah. However, Whoopi says she still looks forward to going out and helping O.J. Simpson find the real killers.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, they re-signed her again for The View. She's going to be back again.
Who cares?
Why?
She's the reason I would never watch that show. Who cares?
I agree. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. See ya.
I'm pleasantly surprised that nobody has brought up the Caitlyn Jenner acceptance speech last night. Not one caller brought it up. Thank you. I saw the highlights of it. It's exactly what I expected it to be. Nice speech. Now we move on. Playhouse is coming up. A great.